Coalition senators are demanding, rightly, that this Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs be hauled before the Senate's Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee again to explain why they used the word misled the committee. I would use the words lied to the committee. She's done it before. Now, it's all very well for Triggs to concede she gave incorrect evidence to the committee and to write to the committee asking its permission to correct the record. Well, Gillian Triggs, that doesn't cut it. That you're an agenda-driven left-winger who absolutely loathes the Abbott and Turnbull governments, and you've done your best to stymie them, even if you have to lie about what you've been doing, and that's what she's done. She's on a taxpayer-funded salary package of over $400,000 a year. I said yesterday she should have been gone by close of business last night. She now has to be compelled at least to answer questions and explain why she denied saying things she has subsequently been proven to have said. Coalition committee members Ian MacDonald, Atuffy, Linda Reynolds and David Fawcett are seeking a so-called spillover sitting of this committee, Constitutional Affairs, Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee. Senator MacDonald said he is appalled that a senior statutory officer, highly paid by the taxpayer, would, what seems to be, deliberately mislead a Senate committee. They're very generous and charitable, aren't they? Gillian Triggs has lied to a Senate committee, and not for the first time. He says, Ian MacDonald, Triggs must provide an explanation, perhaps an apology. Well, actually, she should be sacked. Now, there's a whole heap of complications as to how she should be sacked. It's got to be done by resolution of the Parliament, all that sort of nonsense. If the woman had one grain or one shred of decency, she'd put her resignation on the table. Now, given the fact that her term as president expires in June next year and the government are going to be selecting her replacement, the suggestion seems to be, oh, let her ride out the rest of her term. No. No. What punishment does she suffer for lying to the Parliament? If an MP did that, holy Nelly, what would happen? Apparently, this woman won't be available for interviews or photographs, like all sort of people who tell lies in those circumstances. She's a coward and runs away. So that the Australian Lawyers Alliance National Conference today, she won't be available for interviews due to unforeseen circumstances. The only foreseen circumstance Professor, do you mind, Gillian Triggs should have to confront is her dismissal. Don't give her the satisfaction of resigning. That behaviour warrants dismissal. And can someone in the government tell me why they don't have the guts to dismiss her?